Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
Join Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin for a new edition of the Capital Ideas Podcast. In unscripted conversations with investment professionals, you'll hear real stories about successes and lessons learned, informed by decades of investment experience. It's your look inside one of the world's largest asset managers. New episodes are available monthly. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Invest 30 minutes in an episode today. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.
Be a possibility of some cash payouts, direct benefits, therefore, if there's a takeover from outside the sector, friendly societies, for example, or even a private, a PLC-type company. In terms of the, if you like, the indirect benefits, often there are improvements, or certainly people don't get worse mortgage deals. Often these deals are sold to borrowers on the basis that we'll slightly improve your standard variable rate. But of course, people can switch anyway. And similarly on the savings side, there are often fears that old savings accounts will be downgraded. But in some cases, they're actually upgraded in terms of rates. And of course, savers can still switch out if they don't like the deal they're offered under the new regime.
So not necessarily a bad deal if you get taken over. Just finally, on deposit protection, you made the point that nobody's lost a penny onshore in the UK in a bank or a building society. News this week that the Financial Services Authority is looking at increasing the level of deposit protection from £50,000 to £500,000 for temporary large balances, things like the proceeds of a house sale or an inheritance. Could this improve confidence, do you think, or is it just one of these proposals that isn't going to affect many people?
I think it's a little bit of a red herring, given that people have been bailed out. However, I'm sure a few hearts have stopped out there when, if people did have 500,000 quid with the Dunfermline, for example, people immediately thought, is my money safe? But one of the good things about this crisis is it has focused savers on, is the institution I've got my money with really safe? And actually those rules on a safety net might mean something, in which case it does make sense to spread your money around to the degree you can. That may not always be possible in the very short term if you've just sold a house, but it's certainly possible with an inheritance. You know, once you've paid the money in, you should immediately look at using it somewhere else.
Good advice. And for more on the future and safety of small building societies, look out for Steve's article.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has experienced teams who can craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex. Real wealth requires real solutions. Connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com.
The latest episode of the Next 5 podcast is all about health prevention and vaccines. I speak to Kate Hashey at GSK.
For every dollar invested in improving health, there's an economic return of $2 to $4.
Murray Aitken at IQVIA Institute for Human Data Science.
The benefits of adult vaccination are compelling.
And David Sinclair at the International Longevity Centre.
Preventable conditions amongst those aged 50 to 64 in the UK cost $27 billion a year.
Listen to the full episode of the Next 5 wherever you get your podcasts.